Right, okay.
Just before we go to a time of prayer, I want to encourage you with a testimony of what God is doing, has done, and even has confounded doctors. Come on, Davey. Praise God. We all know, well, I believe that most of us know that David last year was diagnosed with asbestosis, in other words, lung cancer. Let's call it by its name, right? Let's face it up. And everything that has a name has to bow its knee to the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, things had been going on in the church, and I was already rocking with a few things that had happened. And then when David announced, they've said, I've got cancer, I'm like, no. God, this cannot be happening. I'm being honest with you. It shook me. And I said, this is not happening. This is not going to happen. We began to pray. And a number of times we've prayed for David. And as you know, his lungs were filling up with liquid. And they were having to drain him twice a week.
Twice a week, yeah.
And
100 millilitres per day. So over 3 days, they did it with 750 millilitres of fluid drained off. They were saying, you'll have to have it 3 times a week, not instead of twice. Then I came one Sunday. I was very ill, quite frankly. I don't know how I got to church, but I was determined to get here. I sat at the back, and quite frankly, I wasn't here really. I was way, way out of my depth. And then the pastor came and said, I'll come and pray with you there. I said, no, I'll come to the front. Now I got from there to here, I don't know, but I did. Prayed for me that afternoon. I went back and sat on my seat, and I thought I was passing out. Steve took me home. I went to bed that night really rough. You know what I mean, rough. I had pain. I couldn't breathe, and I thought I was going to have to get the ambulance. I woke up Monday morning, everything gone. Amen. All the feelings, all the breathlessness, and then from that time on, gradually, over about a fortnight, it got from 100 millilitres a day to 100 millilitres per 6 days. Then it got to 350 millilitres for seven days. Then it got so it went down and down and down that quickly. They wondered whether I'd got a blockage in the drain, because I had a permanent drain in my side. But I never had any pain. That was the marvelous thing about it. I didn't have any pain, but they were really confounded. The nurses saying, I don't know what's happening here. You better have an x-ray. So I went and had an x-ray, and the lungs were better off that x-ray than they'd been looking all the time. And it went down and down and down until one day she came to drain it, and I had to cough like the clappers to get it to come to the end of the tube. She said, 5 millilitres today we'll put down. They took the tube out. I've never had any problems with it whatsoever. And as far as I'm concerned, it's gone. Praise God. And I feel better than I've felt for years. Yeah. People keep saying to me, are you sure you're all right? You're not hiding things, are you? You're not saying you're feeling good and you're feeling bad. I said, I've never felt so well. And I'm sleeping better than I've slept for 20 years. Because I go to bed now and I sleep for 6 hours on the trot, which is unusual for me. So God has done a great work in my life, and I feel that there's nothing there now. I mean, okay, they're still looking, but let them look, because they'll not find anything there. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, give him praise. Give him praise. Didn't the doctor say the cancer's gone? What the doctor said was it had become dormant. Is that right?
Well, no. What she said was it stopped producing fluid. It stopped producing fluid. Well, my experience of people with asbestosis is that what it does, it continues to produce fluid to such a degree in the end that you drowned. Yep. You and they gave me. Sorry about being emotional, but they gave me 12 months or less. That was last December. And I feel better now. I said to the oncologist, I said, look, stop hiding any things. Tell me what it is. I said, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I said, I'm not frightened of it, but I'm curious to know what's going on. And he said, well, go and enjoy your cream cakes, which, you know, I love, and enjoy your bowling and enjoy your church. He said, my diagnosis is 12 months or less. And they don't expect me to live through the summer. That's what their idea is. But I'm going to show, God's going to show them that he's the God of power, authority, and he's going to bring me through.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. That's the power of the cross. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of believing in Jesus, the great physician. Steve, make sure this testimony goes up on YouTube and the site, etc. Put it on its own and put it up so that people can begin to hear and see that Jesus is still alive and that Jesus still heals today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change. Amen. He's the healing Jesus. Praise God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in David's life. We thank you, Lord, for you've touched these lungs. And Lord, Father, we've cursed that cancer and we've taken its very life out of it, oh God. And we say in the name of Jesus, let him continue to breathe freely for your praise and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God.